This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Other than if you like your health plan, you get to keep it. Maybe one of the most memorable selling points of the Affordable Care Act was that consumers were going to have options, choices about what kinds of coverage they want. Well, much like if you like your health plan, you get to keep it, the idea of options and choices comes with an asterisk. Alabama is among a dozen or so states where every county has just one, maybe two insurers. Gigi Duban reports that people living in rural towns in Alabama seem to have the least choice and the costliest plans.
Here in Blount County, most people work at either the school board or at a chicken processing plant. On a recent Saturday morning, a handful of locals gather at a church to learn about their health insurance options.
So what's the big deal about the Affordable Health Care Act? The big deal is no longer can you just have an a la carte kind of health care plan.
Chris Mosley, a supervisor with Birmingham Healthcare, tells them that here, as far as insurance companies go, it's slim pickings.
In Blount County, if an individual is going to participate in the Affordable Care Act marketplace, they are going to have to buy a bronze, silver, gold, or platinum plan specifically from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. The other competitor is not competing in your county, okay?
In Alabama, Blue Cross and Blue Shield pretty much owns the health insurance market. In 64 of Alabama's 67 counties, it's the only insurer through the Federal Health Care Exchange. People in the other three counties also have Humana as an option. But Mosley says,
most people don't know about Humana. It's not a company that people are very familiar with.
Cynthia Cox is a policy analyst with the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says most insurers under the Affordable Care Act are offering multiple plans to choose from. The issue is it's usually just one company offering all the plans.
Enrollees in these areas will still be able to choose between different levels of coverage, but the bigger issue is the lack of competition.
Mike Doonan is executive director of the Massachusetts Health Policy Forum. He says that can have a profound effect on consumers.
So the less competition there is in the marketplace, the less incentive there is for health insurance companies to keep their premiums low.
And Cox says where one insurer dominates, you see higher premiums.
For example, a 40-year-old in an area with just one insurer might pay $20 a month more than if they were living in an area with multiple insurers.
So why are rural areas being hit so hard? Well, because there are fewer people there. But Mike Doonan of the Massachusetts Health Policy Forum says even in states where there's virtually no competition, there's one huge incentive to keep premiums affordable.
They do want to attract people and get them enrolled. And if they do put their premium rates too high, then people are going to opt to pay the penalty.
Especially healthy people, he says. In Blount County, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.